joining us, the Imertino family, the Imertinos, Steve and Kathy, Steve dad, Kathy mom, and Ben is here as well. I'm going to start with you, Ben. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16, and you go to what school?
Nicolet.
Nicolet, all right. And you guys moved from the Chicago area just a few years ago, correct, Steve? Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, December of 2019.
Okay, you coming for a job or just,
Yep, for my job.
Okay, all right.
Which I'm no longer at. I'm at a different job now.
Well, that's okay.
But we're happy to be here.
We're glad you're here. Yeah. We're really glad. All right, Ben, take us back to Saturday, June 5th, 2021.
So I went out with some of my friends. Super hot day. So we wanted to go to the beach. Been to the beach before. So I took a dive, hit the bottom of the beach. Broke my C5 vertebrae. So I have been going to outpatient, you know, the past year, just kind of working to get what I can back. From the beach, we just went right here pretty fast.
Had you ever taken that jump before?
Yeah, plenty of times. My friends had taught me, where it was. So it was just one of those freak accidents that you can't plan for. I took the dive and just...
And Steve, were you the first to get the call or was mom the first to get the
call? Yeah, I was working and one of Ben's friends just called me in a panic saying, Mr. Imertino, you got to get down to the beach. Ben can't move his legs. And I was like, okay, maybe it's a stainer, maybe it's something. And then it just all of a sudden dawned on me that my wife and I had walked to the dogs earlier that morning, and I said to Kathy, I was like, golly, tides are low. Yeah. It's just the water is low today. And it just went into full panic mode of, oh, my gosh, I think this is a much bigger deal than just a stinger.
Yeah.
So when you got to the – what was that scene like? And how did you find out, Kathy?
Yeah, well, I was with – Steve, so
were,
he came.
Okay.
Yeah, he came and just was like, "Hey, we gotta go." I'm, like in my pajamas already because I go to bed really early.
it's funny how that happens. The older you get.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. So we bust out the door and get down there. And by the time we got there, there were paramedics there already. There was a huge crowd, people just standing around. And of course, his friends were there. And they were supposed to, him and his good friend were supposed to come over for dinner for pizza. I make pizza every weekend, and they were supposed to come over. And so I got to Ben, and the first thing he said was, Mom, I'm still coming home for dinner. So, of course, we went here instead. But, I wasn't sure what to think, really.
She needs some Kleenex. They're right there.
We weren't really sure how bad it was until we got here. Even when we were in the ER, and I was in the ER with Ben. I came in the ambulance, and they were doing the ASIA test and sort of going, so it's, can you feel this? No. Can you feel this? No. What about this? No. And it's just.
So you're in the ambulance hearing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was in the ER.
In
so
the
I
ER.
Took the. Yep.
But when you're in the ambulance, okay. We should tell everybody, since we're an audio medium.
Yeah.
Ben, you're a big guy. What are you, about
6'3"?
6'3". Okay.
At that point, I was 240 pounds.
Yeah. All right. So. Now, you're on your way to Children's.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, with a big guy.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of my first thoughts was like, is Children's really the place you should be going? Because he's a man child, right?
Yeah.
Like, he is a big kid.
Right.
And... I did. I wasn't sure if Children's.
But
was
once you got
be,
here.
Yeah, once we got here, it was just like everything switched. Like I knew that we were in the right place. There was a therapist who was here, like who stood by me the entire time, even in the ER.
And when they were asking him all those questions that he was saying no to, you were just hoping he was going to say yes to something, weren't you?
To anything.
Yeah.
To anything at all. And yeah, because it's. They're just poking him, everywhere, and to hear that he, and of course he's not just saying no, he's like, no sir, no sir.
Oh.
He's just so polite, even in the face of just absolute, traumatic.
Ben, what was going through your mind at the time?
Well, a lot. I mean, I think one of the first things I said, because one of my buddies pulled me out of the water, one of the first things I said was, it's going to be okay. So, I mean, even if something was happening to me, I was worried about everyone else around me. I mean, I remember, you know, telling everyone to, you know, tell my parents I love them, tell my sister I love them. I was much more worried about other people than I was myself.
Yeah.
You said that you wanted to work to get back what you could. And yeah. I know that you've been working really hard.
Yeah.
Where have you been and what have you been through?
What have I not been through? I have gone to outpatient at Frater and Marquette. They both have an outpatient place. And I was an inpatient down in Chicago, Shirley Ryan, for about 2.5 months.
We're familiar with that. We've spoken with moms, dads, and patients who have been there and done some pretty intensive rehab down there as well.
Yeah. I mean, I had days I'd wake up at 8 in the morning and I'd be out doing things until 4. And I've always been someone who just kind of puts my head down and works.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day I just was on go constantly. And I mean, we always had Sundays off, and I was the one who always wanted to go into therapy on Sundays.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you figured if you were there, you wanted to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Steve, what have you seen in terms of what Ben has been able to regain and what all this rehab has done?
Yeah, and that's a tricky question, right? Because you want to both celebrate everything that he's done, but also you have to be pragmatic and be realistic about what has been lost. And so what I've seen is this constant inner battle of how do I gird myself to work hard every single day? And the kid is 16 years old and he does it. And that is really just a testament to Ben's inner character to be able to know how slow some of this regaining of movement is going to be, and knowing it's only going to get so good in some certain places, so how do I work with that?
Yep.
And that's one of the things that we, Kathy and I, learned at Children's right away through the nursing staff was just, this is going to be catastrophic, and we're going to let you have your space to cry, to scream, to be angry, to be scared, but we're going to put you in a place where you can gird yourself. And I truly believe that was like a launching point for Ben, is that he wasn't in a, and I'm air quoting for, you know, the listeners out there, he wasn't in a traditional just hospital setting where he was sitting in a bed hooked up to these machines just sitting there for 2 weeks, right? Children's made sure that he was considering what happened. Children's made sure that he had a PT session like 5-6 days after all of this happened.
After surgery, yeah.
And so it was a really important, necessary launching point for Ben's recovery. And we talk about Children's all the time as that launching point of, they helped us get him out of Children's, which is a great testament to Children's, right? They're like, we don't want you here anymore. You need to be in a rehab facility. And we talked with them as a team about, should you go to Shirley? Should you go here? Should you go here? What is the next year going to look like? So what I've seen from Ben really did start here. And so I just have a lot of appreciation for what Children's did. As Ben, the fight's not over. I mean, the kid's got another 4, 5, 6 years ahead of him of just having to put his head down and work before life really can start to settle in. And so having that bedrock here was fantastic.
That's a testament to you as parents, though, too, of raising this kid who put his arm around his mom to comfort her as you were telling that story. And we see that all the time. You're the patient, Ben, and you are comforting your parents.
He's the best. I mean, honestly, I mean, we have another child, Jay, who's just phenomenal, and they're both just super empathetic. You know, I mean, Ben said it. He's laying on the beach, unable to move, with a broken neck, and he's worried about everyone else.
You know that's because of you two, right?
Yep.
I just want to tell you that.
Yep.
Ben knows that too.
Yeah.
He knows that too. Intuitively, he knows that. And he is a great guy.
Yeah.
What is your outlook day to day? You said you put your head down and you work. You want to get at the rehab and you want to see whatever improvements you're going to see.
Yeah, I mean, I have definitely realized that I can't control as much as I would hope to. So I mean, I do as much as I can every day.
Right.
I go to therapy, you know, 4 hours a day.
Right.
And it's just kind of trying to do whatever I can to better myself, not only physically, but also just in a mental spot too. So I'm constantly working with, you know, my PT staff, my OT staff, just to kind of think about things that I can do, not only to benefit me in the long run, but to benefit me every day. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's really thinking about everything, thinking about all of the different variables that go into, you know, something that, it, like the courage it takes to do all of this. I mean, it's definitely not easy to, you know, wake up early and go to therapy at 8 and then work for 4 hours straight.
Right.
It's just not easy. But I think the way I see it is that it's not easy, but it's going to benefit me.
Right.
And so I will take all of the benefits, even if it's hard.
Wow.
You're really a special person, man.
You are.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah.
You really, really, really are.
Yeah.
How are you guys holding up? I know it's really tough. Steve's having a tough time.
It's very, very difficult because you see, right, how strong of a kid he is, but he's still your kid, right?
And yeah. Like,
even though he's giant, you still see this little kid that you cradled in your arms have this traumatic injury, and you want the best for him, right? And like, he's about to turn 18, and
17.
But my point being is that he's about to be 18 and like out of the house, right? Like, he should be out of the house and going to college, and like, it's not as simple for him anymore,
right?
And so like, I don't know how to be a parent and a caregiver at the same time. I don't know when to say, Ben, you just have to, like, his caregivers can talk to him a certain way that
sure.
I can't.
Yeah.
But then
it's
I
like
also
coaching.
Can't.
It's like coaching your own kid, right?
Yes.
I mean, you want to coach them, but you want to love them too, and it's like it's really a tough thing.
Yeah. And you see the mistakes, and you see what he probably should be doing, but you don't know how to get him there. So you're broken a little bit as a parent, and you need to spend the time on yourself while also making sure that you're spending time on your child and our daughter.
Right.
So,
and each other.
If you don't mind me saying this, and I want to pass this message on, and a mom was here yesterday, and as she was leaving, she said, I wish I had said this on the air, and please pass this on to any family you think needs to hear it. And she was referring to her own child, but this applies. As strong as you are, Ben, and you are a warrior, you know it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay if there are days when you feel like you're not so much a warrior. You can ask for help, too.
Yeah.
I think that her point, the mom who spoke with us, was she wished that she had learned that earlier on, meaning that the kids are incredible, and they have this strength and wisdom that is almost otherworldly. But on the flip side, there is something underneath that that might need to be talked about and dealt with. And it's okay.
Yeah.
That's like an okay thing. So you, dude, are the warrior of all warriors. Looking at you, you're a warrior. You got the warrior hair. You got it all going on. But, you know, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
That was the moral of the story.
Yeah.
So if you ever need it, just reach out. You know, that's the thing. But, you know, I got to tell you, though, you have a pretty special set of parents here.
Yeah, you do.
You know that. Yeah. And you guys have done a marvelous job with this young man.
Oh, Ben, I appreciate it.
Continued success
and progress
progress
keep working
hard work
I always do
really special
You're
family.
An inspiration.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, you guys. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's
the really Imertino family. Give it up for the Imertinos. Steve, Kathy, Ben.